Welcome back. You're with the news at one. Well, the far left and the far right have agreed a coalition government in Greece. And now the stage is set for a major showdown over austerity and debt relief in the European Union that will likely unravel through 2015. Our Europe editor, Tony Connolly, has been speaking to Syriza MEP George Katrougalos and asked him what the new government will be looking for.
We cannot renegotiate that with the Troika, because the Troika is here just to evaluate how we are going with the existing program already agreed. What we have proposed is to renegotiate even the principles of this program, and that we can negotiate it within the organs of the European Union, that is the European Council and the European Parliament. And with regard to the reactions of Germany, we expected that, because now Europe is clearly divided into camps. One camp that wants to continue these policies of austerity, and Germany is the basic champion of that, and a now rising number of countries, including France, Italy, and of course now Greece, that wants a completely different mix of economic policies.
What will you do if there is no agreement? Because your party and the majority of Greek people want to remain in the euro, but events may take on their own momentum and we could be facing a possible default and a possible exit.
I think that now we have the right momentum. For instance, the quantitative easing already decided by the European Central Bank is completely different than the mix of policies followed till now. So we want to take profit of this momentum and reach a mutually beneficial agreement for both sides.
Greek hopes there, as outlined by George Katrougalos, Syriza MEP, they the new government in Germany. And as you said, Europe is now dividing into two camps and the view from Germany could not be more different. Here's Dr. Michael Fuchs. He's the vice president of the CDU-CSU group, Mrs. Merkel's party in the German Bundestag. He told me earlier how Germany views Greek demands for a new deal.
All the contracts which we have signed with the Greek people, they're still valid and they have to be cancelled. And then Mr. Tsipras has to pay back, because there's no question we have contracts that have very clear conditions under which we will give loans to Greece. We are willing to do so and we are willing to maintain everything. But of course, it's the Troika who is going to make the decisions, and whether Mr. Tsipras likes it or not, without the Troika, there will be no further loan.
And what would happen if there were no further loan?
Well, I mean, that's quite a good question. First of all, it is very obvious that Greece still needs money. And if they don't get the money from the EU or from the Troika via the ESM, then this might be a little bit difficult for them to get it from other places, because I don't have the feeling that Greece is already prepared to come back to the financial market.
So if then there was a run on Greek banks and their banks collapsed, what would happen?
Well, then Mr. Tsipras has no other choice but to leave the euro, I guess. But it's not us to tell him, because we even cannot by law tell them to step out. It's Greece who is to make the decisions. Mr. Tsipras has to know what he's going to do. I mean, prior to the election, things are looking different than after the election, I guess.
So you expect now that Mr. Tsipras will default on his election promises and do a deal with Europe and accept austerity?
I guess he has to, because I don't think that Europe is willing to change what we have mentioned to the Greek people. Greece has to be more competitive. And they are on actually the right way. You know, last year, for the first time, they had a primary surplus already. Not a complete surplus, not a balanced budget yet, but they're on a quite good way. And why should he change it?
Because that may be how it looks to you, Dr. Fuchs, but clearly in the election result and in the vote for Syriza and in the fact that they have now formed a government, it seems, the Greek people have rejected austerity and have rejected that viewpoint, and they are not willing to pay the price of this debt anymore.
I fully agree with you, but that's the questions which Mr. Tsipras has to answer now. What he wants, if he wants to stay in the euro zone, and if he wants to have further loans, and if he wants to have further contacts with the Troika, then he has to stay with the austerity. If not, then he has to find another way. And then the other way, to my understanding, can be only leaving the euro.
But it may not be just one country that's threatening the consensus that has been led by Germany throughout the crisis. It may be Spain. It's expected that Podemos have a very good chance of winning the election there in the autumn. Again, we could see Italy coming along behind. There may be an unstoppable momentum here coming from people in countries around Europe who have had to bear the brunt of austerity, that they have had enough and they will not do this anymore.
Well, I think it's, of course, a hard job for my chancellor, for Madame Merkel, to convince the people that the austerity is the only way out of the crisis. And it is a positive way, because all the countries who did it, look at your country, are stepping out of the crisis rather rapidly. Even Portugal is doing pretty well. So I am positive as far as the results are concerned, and therefore I must say, we cannot accept that somebody is not fulfilling his contracts. And there's an old Latin saying, which is pacta sunt servanda. I'm willing to translate that into English for the Greek people. They have to maintain all the contracts which they have signed. And it doesn't matter whether there's a new government, but the contracts are in power.
The critics of the German view of all of this is that many politicians in your country are too conscious of the cost of hyperinflation that your people had to pay during the 1930s and not conscious enough of the value of debt write-off and stimulus of the 1950s.
Well, I don't think so. I think Germany really knows, first of all, what hyperinflation means. On the other hand, you have to see that Germany is a country who is really willing and participating tremendously in all these measures, because first of all, more than 30% of all loans are guaranteed by Germany. So I have to explain to my workers in Germany, to my voters in Germany, why we are willing to give money to the Greek people, but we are only doing it under the condition that the Greek people is trying to help themselves as well. It cannot be just that we are investing in Greece all time.
And one final question. Despite the promises that were made by our politicians in our last election campaign, Ireland has played by the rules. This government and the previous government played by the rules set down by Europe, which weren't very popular with very many people here in this country. You say, and the government says, we're now seeing the benefits. Greece is not going to play by the rules. We're going to see an experiment, aren't we, as to which country is doing better out of it.
To my understanding, Ireland is doing by far better than any Greece or even the others. And that's the way to show to the people, yes, indeed, there must be some, well, austerity for a certain period of time. But after the austerity program is through and the country is competitive again, it's okay. I mean, that's the only way to survive, I guess, right? Because otherwise we will really have problems in the whole Eurozone. And I really back my partners to make sure that there is no stop with the austerity, because the austerity is the only way that Europe as a whole is going to be competitive in an even more competitive world.
And that was the view of Dr. Michael Fuchs, who is vice president of the CDU-CSU group, which is Mrs. Merkel's own party in the German Bundestag. Our Europe editor, Tony Connolly, is on the line. Lots of talk about revolutions and political earthquakes and so on, Tony. A new government, it appears, in place now that a deal has been done between Syriza and the far right. But it looks as if this inevitable showdown between the German view that we heard there and Greek demands on debt reduction are... that's going to face us fairly soon. How will that play out over the next few months?
That's right, Anya. It looks like there's no avoiding this showdown. What's going to happen over the next while is really dictated by the schedule of the Troika. Now, it's worth remembering that towards the end of last year, the Greek Prime Minister, who has just been defeated, he was extremely keen to end the bailout this year and move on and claim the credit for that. The trouble was that the Troika wasn't satisfied with a number of reforms, budget cuts and so on that Greece had to fulfil to qualify for the last instalment of its bailout. And so these leftovers were kicked into this year. And basically, it at the time, it seemed that Samaras, the outgoing Prime Minister, wanted to delay the most politically difficult elements of that review. Now, he clearly couldn't do that, and the Troika wasn't satisfied at the time. What Syriza wants to do is even more dramatic. It's an even greater, overwhelming rejection of the measures that were required to qualify for the last slice of bailout money. So the question is, will the Troika, go along with that idea and you know, concede to Syriza's demands? And it really looks like that's not going to be possible. The problem is that unless they get a deal by mid-February, according to the ECB's normal procedure, the ECB could cut off funding for Greek banks. Now, there has been a withdrawal of deposits. There is something of a small flight of money out of Greek banks. So that will be a danger for Greece coming up to mid-February. And that's the rock on which the current plan by Syriza might well break. We'll have to see. There obviously will have to acknowledge the mandate that Syriza has been given. But, you know, the party is up against fairly entrenched views, as we heard there from Berlin.
All right, Tony, thank you very much indeed. That's our Europe editor, Tony Connolly, there.